ويريكم آياته فأي آيات الله تنكرون
The water, the air, the mountains, animals, plants, your body, and everything else, from the very tiny to the biggest things that you can see, touch, or feel, are made of atoms, the building block of the matter. The atoms are much smaller that cannot be seen through advanced microscopes. An atom is a million times smaller than the thickest human hair. The diameter of an atom ranges from about 0.1 to 0.5 nanometers. Imagine you have a bunch of grapes in your hands. Of course, it's impossible for you to see the atoms made up these grapes. Now, if one of these grapes were about the size of the Earth, then the size of the atoms making this grape were equal to the size of a blueberry. Now, what do you think can be found inside such a small structure? Although it's much tiny, but there's a very complex system inside this amazing structure. Inside every atom, there's a nucleus at the center consisted of protons and neutrons, and there are electrons revolving around the nucleus at particular distances called orbits. The diameter of the nucleus is 10,000 times smaller than the size of an atom. For a better understanding, this time imagine the atom at the size of a soccer stadium. Then the nucleus would be about the size of a marble, and the rest would be empty space.
In fact, if you removed all the space inside all the atoms making up the stone, glass, and steel of the Empire State Building, you'd be left with a little lump about the size of a grain of rice, but weighing hundreds of millions of pounds. The rest is only empty space.
The most amazing part is that the nucleus occupies 99.5% of the mass of an atom. The density which made the mass of an atom is almost totally concentrated in its nucleus. And this density is produced by a power called nuclear power. Therefore, the electrons are affected by this power and cannot escape from their orbits. Moreover, particle physics research has revealed that even the protons and neutrons which comprise the atoms actually consist of subparticles known as quarks. The size of a quark is astonishing, 10 power minus 15 millimeter, or a quadrillionth of a millimeter. Till the end of 19th century, people used to believe that the matter consisted of minute, invisible, and indestructible particles known as atoms. However, advances in the study of atom have refuted this notion. At the present time, modern science has revealed that the atom previously regarded as the smallest particle can actually be split into smaller parts. This fact only emerged in the last century, but was revealed in Quran 14 centuries ago.
وقال الذين كفروا لا تأتين الساعة قل بلى وربي لتأتينكم عالم الغيب لا يعزب عنه مثقال ذرة في السماوات ولا في الأرض ولا أصغر من ذلك ولا أكبر إلا في كتاب مبين
You may wonder how fast the electrons are whizzing around in the atoms around you. A calculation shows that the electron is traveling about 2,200 kilometers per second. That's less than 1% of the speed of light, but it is fast enough to get you around the Earth in just over 18 seconds. In fact, this speed is unimaginable in an atomic scale, but still there is no chaos or instability in this tiny structure. For a moment, think of the universe. The entire universe is made of atoms with complex system. If there was a small change in the size of the atoms, in the speed of the electrons, in the mass of the nuclei, or in the distance between the nucleus and the electrons, then everything in the universe would explode. The atoms, the stars, the planets, your cup of tea, and everything else. That's why this astonishing structure needs a designer who put this different set of rules inside it. The rules which never can come into existence by coincidence.
Lo, we have created everything by measure.